The Cook County Invasive Team works to control the introduction and spread of invasive species across the county. Joining us now is the team's coordinator, Angelique Edgerton. Welcome, Angelique. This is your busy season.
Yes, it is.
Tell us about your wildflower walks.
Oh, so that's a project I'm starting this summer. Invasive species are kind of a downer issue, I guess. Certainly a challenge for all of us when working with invasive species. And so one of the things I'm trying to do this summer is approach it from the sort of the opposite side, the other side of the coin, looking at what we have that's native, what we have that potentially we could lose. So I'm starting up walks on odd Mondays of the month. So in June, we have 3 Mondays. And then every other month, we'll just have those 2 odd Mondays, first and third. The walks will be at 5 p.m., and they'll be held at different locations throughout the county. And I'll be just posting those on Boreal if you want to keep updated. And so we'll be looking at native wildflowers and non-native wildflowers and kind of talking about what's out there, what's in bloom, what we have, what we could lose.
Is today an odd Monday?
Today is not an odd Monday. Next Monday is an odd Monday, though.
All right. And that'll be posted on Boreal.
Yes.
What is a play, clean, go day?
Yeah. So play, clean, go is one of our, it's a kind of a state group. And the Cook County Invasives team recently decided that we would become one of their partners. And so this Saturday, June 14th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., different state parks throughout the state of Minnesota will have booths that are set up specifically to provide information about invasive species and talk about things like cleaning your boots when you go for a hike and not transporting firewood. There'll be some goodies that they'll be giving out, and I think it'll be a good time. It also coincides with the State Park Free Admission Day. So if you're interested in going to a state park, it'll be free on Saturday.
That's this coming Saturday.
Yes, this coming Saturday.
All right. Today's plant to watch for is garlic mustard. What does it look like?
Yeah. We don't have any up here that we know of. So if you see it, certainly please do let us know. It is it's a biennial plant. So the first year, it just produces these short scallop-shaped leaves. They kind of look like violet leaves, but they're a little bit brighter in color, and the vein pattern is a little bit different. We do have some pictures on our website, cookcountyinvasives.org. And then the second year that this plant grows, it bolts and it sends up this main stalk that has 4-petaled white flowers at the top. And it gets to be 1 to 2 feet tall, depending on where it's growing. I used to live down in Madison, and they have a lot of it down there. And it does great in lawns. It does great next to your woodland edge. It does great in the woods. It's a huge invader of woodlands. So it's one of those plants that we definitely want to look for. They do have it down in Duluth and I think over in Ely. I'm not sure about Lake County, but it's one of those plants that, especially with all this traffic to and from other areas in the state, we could definitely need to be on the look for, I guess. Make sure we don't have it.
So it must have some kind of seed that'll stick to people, and that's how it gets transported?
Yeah, it does produce seeds. And that I guess goes along with that idea of cleaning your boots when you go for hikes. If you go for a hike down in the cities in the metro area or somewhere else in the state, make sure you're not bringing any of those plants we don't want back.
Again, some kind of white pretty flower probably too, huh?
Yeah. And it has when you crush the leaves, it has a kind of a garlicky, hence the name garlic mustard, a garlicky smell. And it's actually quite good to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's quite a few recipes out there. If you do have it, perhaps, which we hope you don't, that could be a way to eradicate it, is just harvest it.
Tell us about the landowner meeting at Wolf Ridge.
That is this upcoming Friday, June 13th. It's from 12 to 4:30 p.m. It's hosted by the North Shore Forest Collaborative, and we'll have a number of speakers talking about different land management techniques and tools. I'll be there. We'll have a little exhibit on invasive species. It's kind of an annual get-together aimed to help people who want to take care of their land.
What and when is Wildflower Sanctuary Work Day?
Okay, so that's another partner event. That is this Sunday, I believe, the 15th at 10 a.m., the Gunflint Trail Scenic Byway Committee and some of their friends and others on the trail are going to get together for a garden maintenance day at that Wildflower Sanctuary that's up by Headstrom's. So they've been doing this, I think, every year for the past several years, and it'll just be kind of a gardening day, I think.
All right, and you'll be there too.
I will not be there.
You will not be there. Yeah, I was going to say, you're really busy.
Unfortunately, I can't make that one, but...
I know that Wildflower Sanctuary Work Day has been posted on Boreal, too. I've seen an announcement about that, so...
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Yeah. We're talking with Angelique Edgerton. She's the coordinator of the Cook County Invasive Team. Anything else you want to add, Angelique?
Oh, I want to thank April Wallstrom's eighth graders for a great tree planting day. Oh, was that last week? It was their last week of school, so I think it was about 2 weeks ago now. We went out and we planted some conifers near the school. I want to thank them for their great work and their great attitudes.
More information is available from Angelique at 387-3772 or on their Facebook page, Cook County Invasives. Angelique, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.